properties of the sea, currents, layers, and pressure. The ocean is made up of layers. The deeper layers have very high pressure. You can make an object sink or float by changing its density. Like a cake, the ocean has layers. The layers are often called zones. There are three main zones, each called a pelagic zone. Pelagic means the open sea. The three zones are epipelagic or sunlit zone, mesopelagic or twilight zone, and bathypelagic or midnight zone. The epipelagic zone is sometimes called the sunlit zone because it receives enough sunlight for plants to grow. Epi means on or nearby. The epipelagic zone goes from the surface down to 200 meters. The temperature varies greatly from plus 40 degrees Celsius down to minus 3 degrees Celsius. Both phytoplankton plants and zooplankton that larger organisms like marine mammals and fish feed on live in this zone. The mesopelagic zone is sometimes called the twilight zone because only a very little light gets down to that depth, not enough for plants to grow. Meso means middle. The mesopelagic zone goes from 200 meters to 700 meters below sea level. The temperature varies from 4 to 5 degrees, and the pressure is much higher and increases with depth. No phytoplankton, plants, live in this zone. The bathypelagic zone is sometimes called the midnight zone and extends from 700 meters to the bottom of the ocean. Bathy means deep. No light penetrates this zone. 90% of the ocean is in this zone. Water pressure is very intense and the temperature varies from 0 to 6 degrees Celsius. Pressure. Pressure is a force. It is a force that pushes against a surface. A strong force over a small area gives high pressure. A strong force over a larger area gives less pressure. The air around planet Earth is pushed down by gravity to give us air pressure. The air pressure near sea level is 1 bar. That means the air is pushed against our bodies at a pressure of 1 kilogram per square centimeter. Sometimes 1 bar is called 1 atmosphere. When you dive into the ocean, a big change occurs. You feel the increase in pressure on your ears. This is called water pressure, or sometimes hydrostatic pressure. This is the force of the water pushing against a surface. The deeper you go, the greater the pressure of the water pushing down on you. Every 10 meters you go down, the pressure increases by 1 bar. In the deepest ocean, the pressure is as high as an elephant balanced on a postage stamp, or the equivalent of one person trying to support 50 jet aeroplanes. Buoyancy. Buoyancy is the ability of something to float. Corks and plastic bottles have buoyancy and stay afloat. Heavier objects like stones have less buoyancy and sink. Why do some objects float? Why do some objects sink? It all has to do with density. Density is how much stuff there is in a certain amount of space. You can measure the density of an object if you know its mass and its volume. Mass is the amount of stuff in something and is measured in grams. Volume is the amount of space the object takes up and is measured in milliliters. Density equals mass divided by volume equals grams divided by milliliters. Number one, really dense objects like gold have a high density. Gold has a density of 19 grams per milliliter. Number two, really light objects like wood have a low density. Wood has a density of 0.7 grams per milliliter. Number three, water has a density in between gold and wood. Fresh water has a density of 1 gram per milliliter. Gold has a density higher than water, so it sinks. Wood has a density lower than water, so it floats. Do you float or sink in water? If you sink, and most people do, then your body is more dense than water. Life jackets are less dense than water, so when we wear them, they help us float. Watch this YouTube video on density. I'm thinking, imagine you had an object that floated. If you could make its volume smaller but keep its mass the same, could you make it sink? Read on. The Cartesian diver. The Cartesian diver is a demonstration of buoyancy. It shows a small diver going up and down because of a change in water pressure. You can make your own Cartesian diver. Number one, find a small glass tube, open at one end. Partly fill with water. Close the other end with something like blue tack. This is your diver. It has an air bubble inside it. Number two, place the diver in a larger flexible container, such as a 2-litre soft drink bottle. Fill the bottle completely with water and put on the lid. The diver should float with its head just above the surface. You may need to add or remove water to make the diver float near the surface. Number three, when the diver floats near the surface, it is said to be positively buoyant. Number four, now press the outside of the bottle inwards. This will increase the pressure inside. The increased pressure causes the diver to sink to the bottom. The diver is now negatively buoyant. When the pressure is released, the diver rises back to the surface. Wow, why does this happen? Well, at first, the diver has enough air in it to make it float near the surface. It is positively buoyant. When you press the sides of the drink bottle, the water pressure inside the bottle increases. This increased pressure pushes everything inside the bottle, including the air bubble, inside the diver. The volume of air in the diver is reduced. The mass of the diver is the same, but its volume is less. Density equals mass divided by volume. The volume goes down, so the density of the diver increases. It sinks. An Argo float is a Cartesian diver. An Argo float is able to float and sink because it is like a Cartesian diver. The density of the Argo float is changed by reducing the volume of air inside it. Next step learning. Find out how scuba divers are able to change their buoyancy.